Kevin Love posting up against Klay Thompson. Finds Jefferson inside. He throws it down again.
Great feed. And how about Jefferson over Thompson? Big time play. It is great to see that Mr. Jefferson is still moving on up. Wow.
Vintage Jefferson. Fakes, drives on Durant, left-handed, throws it up and it rolls in. Tie game. Curry on Irving. Irving the drive, back to James. Cavaliers lead and a foul. Here comes Irving, drives on Thompson. Irving spins, puts up the shot. It's good. Kyrie Irving with 3.4 remaining. And the Warriors call timeout.
Raise up, make sure I have my legs under me. I knew that Klay's a great defender. He had some length, so I just tried to fade away, getting up arc on the shot, and thankfully it went in.
With 3.5 seconds left, though, that was a lot of time for them. Yeah. What was the mindset?
Just one stop, one stop, one stop in. We can go home with it.
Hey everybody, it's Chris. Christmas Day. We're watching the Cavs game here with the family. You know, the game isn't going quite as how we were expecting. The Cavs are down 95-82. Originally, I was going to have us do commentary for the whole game, but then I realized at this point it doesn't matter. Due to a lot of other problems, I didn't even get to watch the second quarter. But now I'm sitting here with former guest, my sister, Abigail.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We got everybody here. Isaac dabbing on them. This is a visual cue. Nobody can see. My brother is wearing a Christmas vest and a shirt that says, I love snowmen.
It used to be our grandma's shirt and it used to be our mom's vest.
It's great holiday festivities. Richard Jefferson just had a dunk that turned back the clock, but then got a technical for taunting.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that Richard Jefferson jersey?
No, I didn't. Thank you for reminding me. So here's a little backstory. I really wanted a new Cavs jersey because all of my old Cavs clothes wore Anderson Varejao things. Obviously, I cannot wear that. I do have one Cavs piece of clothing, and it was a Cavs sweatshirt. I can't wear that all the time because, you know, sweatshirts are meant for winter. So yeah. I really, really wanted a new jersey because I have two Anderson Varejao jerseys. So I have those folded up in a box and never to look at again. So I went online to buy one for my new favorite player, Richard Jefferson. The only jerseys for Richard Jefferson they
Little
had
Bill.
Were if you made your own. You had to like write the last name and pick the number that you wanted for these. So one day I decided to send him a Snapchat message. Send him a Snapchat message. He opens it minutes, like within 7 minutes. He read it, never responded. So a few days later, I decided to send another one, even though everyone was worried that he was going to block me. And I sent another one about like, hey, I just really want you to know that they don't have your jersey. I would love to buy it, et cetera, et cetera. Within a month, would you say?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
A couple weeks. My brother sends me a link saying, they have Richard Jefferson jerseys on the Team Shop website now. And I still haven't bought one. So if anyone wants to buy me one, you can. I wear a children's extra large.
You're saying you got them to make Richard Jefferson jerseys in the store, and then you didn't even buy one.
No. It was around Christmas time. I felt guilty spending $100 on myself.
You harassed Richard Jefferson on Snapchat, a private citizen.
I wouldn't say harass. Sending two messages isn't really equivalent to harassment.
No. And Kyrie just hit a big three. Now the Cavs are only down 95-87.
Are
you excited for were you excited for this game?
I was excited. I was very excited to watch them beat Golden State.
Who's your third favorite Cavs player?
My third? Why not my second?
Our second favorite.
Kevin Love.
Who's your third?
No, actually, Kevin Love's not my second. He's third? My third. Guess who my third is.
Second?
Yeah, sorry. Guess who my second is.
DeAndre Liggins.
No.
Kyrie.
You know this. No.
Channing Frye.
No. Wow,
Mike
who do I talk
Dunleavy.
About all the time?
I don't. J.R. Smith?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's like everybody's second favorite player.
He would be my first, but Richard Jefferson won me over with his Snapchats.
Should we ask the live audience who their favorite players are?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player, Danny?
Who's your favorite player, Danny?
Spoon.
Clarence Weatherspoon? Do you have a favorite player, Isaac?
I'll take 2016 Shumpert with 2015 Shumpert hair.
You're a fan of the high top fade?
Oh, yes.
Build them like Tetris.
Yeah. In 2015, he delivered his baby.
Yeah, with the headphone cord.
Yeah.
Not the headphones, Beats.
Beats. Do you want to contribute or do you want to boo?
Boo.
He's upset we didn't ask if he wanted to record a message with us.
Who's your least favorite Golden State Warriors player? They're all unlikable.
I hate
so.
All of them.
The donkey, Draymond Green?
Yeah, I hate Draymond Green. I hate Draymond and Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala. I can't say
the amazing thing about Draymond Green is whatever ugly character or animal you want to say he looks like, he does.
He kind of
looks like Mr. Peanut without the spectacle.
What about the hat?
The hat?
Whoa.
I would love to see Draymond Green wearing top hat and spectacle and a cane and shilling peanuts.
I'm sure you can Photoshop that.
I'm sure
Come
I
on,
could.
Jefferson. Foul.
Richard Jefferson, turn back the clock night. Ever since he got kicked out of that game, he's been on Wild Man.
Yeah. He's got nothing to lose.
Do you see him fight Thon Maker? Not really fight him.
Yeah.
Roll around on the ground with him.
He's got nothing to lose. He was going to retire. I got to buy his jersey. Who is your least favorite Golden State player?
It's Draymond, but I really hate Curry, and I really hate Durant, and Thompson's so good, I can't like him. But I don't hate
him
actively.
Splash Brothers?
Thompson isn't like the taunting is like the other guys, but... Oh,
whoa.
That was sick.
Only down three.
Kyrie Irving just laced one in Steph Curry's face. Did you know, Draymond Green, he's never fouled anyone ever?
Yeah. Also, what did he call LeBron? Inappropriate.
Queen James?
Inappropriate for...
Children around. You're trying to corrupt the youth with your wine.
There's nothing in this glass.
You drank it.
So if they don't win the championship this year, do they have to get rid of these logos? Or can they just keep them forever?
I mean, I don't think there's a rule that says they have to do anything with their floor. If they want to be living off their one championship forever, I'm sure they can. Dwayne Wade warms up with earrings on. I guess he's just trying to look good.
When you look good, you play good.
Whose quote is that?
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that makes sense. Remember when Shumpert was a terrible three-point shooter all of last year?
Remember when Shumpert's...
Yeah, but 38 is great when you shot 24% the year before.
Oh, man. We're down.
I don't want to cringe as much as now I used to.
Too bad whenever he brings the ball up the court, it's a nightmare.
He's not a great dribbler.
Or passer.
Isn't that like the fundamentals of basketball?
Richard Jefferson, dunk!
Yes!
Splashdown! Where was the foul on that, though?
He hates him because they traded him for a bunch of nothings.
Richard Jefferson has peeled off dunks that he hasn't done since he played in a Nets uniform.
He hates the Warrior.
All right, the game's over.
We won!
Yeah. We love Richard Jefferson running down the court
yes.
with his finger up before it ended. Isaac, what did you think?
Yeah!
I was just fighting for you to get this.
We're all celebrating here. We're freaking out. Christmas.
Remember a couple minutes ago when you said, oh, game's over. We lost.
I did. I said go.
Before even the fourth quarter started.
They were down seven. They had missed so many layups that I said the game was over. They had no chance. Then they got down 13, and they pulled it off. It's, in the grand scheme of things, a meaningless game, but it was very exciting.
This is not meaningless because it's of who we're playing.
Because Draymond Green...
is a piece of poop.
Is that how you're saying?
Yes.
Because your mom's right there.
Yes. Well, the Cavs won. It was
a
great game.
The Cavs won. Kristen sat on you.
Yeah, Kristen has... My sister-in-law has to sit on me because I get very anxious during these high-intensity games. And I make my brother hold my hand. During the World Series...
I can't sit on you because I'm...
During the World Series, both of you were holding me like a baby.
Yes.
Yes, it's a great gift. There's nothing better the Cavs could have given me this year.
Well, I just love that Richard Jefferson got away with the trip. They had the big three plus Richard Jefferson today. As long as he can bring it back for the Warriors games, I think we'll all be happy with it. And Love looked a lot better.
Richard Jefferson was amazing in this game.
Yeah.
Especially when he stepped on Kevin Durant's foot at the very last second.
That was perfect. I put his finger up in the air for winning number one. And he did great because the refs were looking at the body contact.
And he
nobody
made
looked
sure
at his feet. He kept his chest back, but he slipped that foot in there.
Wow, man.
Great defense. And Love looked better. He didn't look lost on defense. I mean, he gave up some dunks, but that's
Kyrie
just going to happen.
Kyrie stepped up this game in the fourth quarter.
He made huge shots. Huge shot after huge shot.
Yeah.
They look good. They look great.
They felt great.
Can't wait for the playoffs.
Cavs in seven.
Why not? Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays to all the listeners.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Atheist Day.
Happy Atheist Day, which apparently is the winter solstice, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so it was December 21st, 2016.
Yeah, you missed it, but
I just want to get that in there. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming on again, Abby.
It's always a pleasure.
Go Cavs.
Go Cavs.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Cast Podcast. Woo! C4.